Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, Pat Bradley, PB.
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today? How are we doing? Hey,
Pistol. We're doing, hanging out with Frank and Zippy.
How you doing, Pat?
Mr. Frank Fletcher. Good,
hey,
good,
buddy.
Good, Mr. Frank. How's everything going? I'll be back soon. And
I'm great. Well, I'm anxious to hear your story.
You're back today, right? Tonight? Is that right? You back in Little Rock tonight?
Yeah, I was supposed to be back earlier, but I got the dreaded sort of text message about a plane malfunction and had my flight canceled, and it was a little ordeal. But yes,
I was a little concerned, fellas, because the reservation desk at my house, we did not get a call about Pat coming in, and so it was a late reservation made this morning that Pat was coming in tonight. We must get his room ready.
You must,
according to his specifics.
You know, I heard yesterday, or the day before, excuse me, on our way back from Mexico, that AI and something with the apps caused issues with airlines over the weekend, that it had two-hour delays and cancellations because of something that was going on with apps and some of the technology that they had.
Really?
It kept pilots out.
I will tell you this. I just got back from Europe, Pat, and you spent time over there. It's amazing how many flights every day that fly around this world that with the few crashes that we have and those kind of things. But I still get a little nervous flying over the ocean. It's a long way from England to America. I'm thinking, if something goes wrong, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. We can't land it in the Hudson like Tom Hanks did, or whatever that was. It's just so. But I guess I told Jessica. I said, I guess I had to in my mind think of the thousands of flights every day and week that crossed over there. It's just a miracle our system does such an amazing job. Now, I did want to throw this out there too, Frank and Roger. I hadn't mentioned this yet, Pat. So I stayed in Amsterdam, London, and Bath. Bath is right outside of London.
Bath,
as some call it. What is Amsterdam? What is Amsterdam beside the red light district, Frank? Beside the red light district, what is Amsterdam number one in the world for?
Waterways. Canals.
Probably canals. That's not what I was looking for, but you're probably right. Their canal system built in 600 was amazing what they did. Yeah, that's good. But so they're number one in the world for this, and we got there. Jessica had wanted us to do this
clogs?
When we got there. What'd you say?
Clogs?
No, it's not clogs, but when I got there, I realized she was going to rent these for us, and I said, I'm glad you didn't, because it is madness how many of these are on the streets.
Bikes.
Okay. They are bicycles. They are the number one country in the world for people. And Jessica was going to rent
people what?
Riding bikes.
Really?
I mean, they are everywhere.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Frank will appreciate this. So you're in Amsterdam. My first time I played in Europe was in Denmark, right? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of somewhat close, right? It's one of those, what would you call that, Northern European, I don't know, country.
Right.
So the first time I go over to play, when you go over to Europe to play basketball, normally they give you, outside of your salary, you get an apartment, you get a car, and they say, okay, we'll see you at practice. I go to Denmark, they give me a bicycle. So I rode a bicycle to practice and games every single day, back and forth.
Sure, yeah.
And that was the preferred
yeah.
mode of transportation.
Well, it's like Frank, it's like you
said. Everybody rode a bicycle.
Yeah, I think it depends on where it's at, but, you know, where all those canals are, which there's a ton of people there, not a lot of room for, you know, and so sometimes people feel like they can get around faster on bikes. No longer areas, that's fine, but they are everywhere. So that was something I learned about, Pat. Of course, you know, we were in the heart of the city, so it was tough for us to see basketball arenas and those kind of things. But, yeah, I knew it was funny. You know, who's that? The guy that came to Arkansas that was from Europe that was on YouTube that went crazy. He said, So he made a great point. I think this is interesting. If Frank doesn't go to Europe like Judy does. Judy is a regular European traveler. But, Pat, because you've been there, and the guy that came to Arkansas made this point. He said, when you come to the United States, you don't realize how big the United States is, because you go, one state is giant. Now, in Europe, you can go to three different countries in a day. Right. I mean, the countries are so small, the land mass is so small. Texas probably could put eight European countries inside Texas's borders. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, Pat, is just, you know, how many different countries there are and how easily accessed all of them are. Quickly accessed, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, each state is almost like a country out there. I mean, we used to drive, when I was in Denmark, we used to go to Germany all the time to pick up whatever you needed.
What are you talking about?
You take it across.
You could cross.
He said to pick up whatever you needed. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Sometimes you need different things, you know, and different folks can get you different things.
Anyway, we're talking international travel here.
But you're right, international travel. When I was in France, we used to go to Monaco, Monte Carlo. You can go back and forth pretty easily there. Belgium, Luxembourg.
Christian, do you have the clip? Do you have the clip in the system yet of the guy who gave us the rejoiner? Did you happen to have the time to do that yet? Yeah, why don't you see if you put that in? I want Frank to hear that. If you can find that on your phone, we got one of our guides to do a what we call a rejoiner when they come back with a British accent. He really does a good job with it. Pat, we have a NBA Finals set. I think this is the eighth consecutive year that we will have a new NBA champion.
Yeah.
As OKC is out and San Antonio's in, New York's in. New York hadn't won a title since 1973. Should be an interesting matchup, don't you think? Should be a pretty even match game, or series, rather.
Yes, I think it's somewhat of an unlikely matchup, but I think, you know, for a lot of people maybe who haven't been watching New York, you're going to enjoy how they play in terms of their chemistry is fantastic. And, you know, although they do have, you know, one player, Jalen Brunson, who is the leading scorer, and he's going to be, you know, the player who has the basketball in his hands a lot. But, I mean, they do have a much, I would say, a cohesive, the way that they play, you'll enjoy watching. And then, you know, on the other side with the Spurs, I mean, you're going to get to see a guy that's going to be the best player in the NBA. Probably for the next at least 10 years, coming up here in maybe two seasons. So in Wembanyama,
yes,
the Frenchman. So he's going to be fun to watch. So it's going to be a fun series for sure.
So the other thing that happened, Roger, while we were gone, and Christian, because we've lost track, Frank. I mean, Pat, I left like on Thursday. Roger did Friday's show. Then Roger left, and we were all gone last week. So we found out about Billy Richmond. Billy the Goat is coming back.
Billy.
We thought Malik Thomas was coming back. I don't know if it was a false report or what, but turned out that he's staying in the draft. So is one out of two not bad, all things considered, or is it a disaster that we didn't get Malik Thomas to stay, or what do you think, Pat?
I think it worked out. Most likely, it worked out great. You know, I think Malik Thomas was a guy at 6'5", the way that he could score. It was, you know, he's going to be a first-round draft pick. He was a guy that most thought that he was going to stay in the draft. Billy coming back is fantastic. A little bit of veteran experience coming back with Coach Cal. He's got incredible talent, obviously, coming in as a freshman. He's got a really good transfer guard in Wilkinson that's coming in. So I think it's good news, you know, and that you're going to see probably preseason polls. Most polls are going to have the Hogs top 15. You might have one or two where they're in the top 10, but they're going to be right around there from top 10 to 15 teams coming into the season.
Yeah, I'm just glad to put that behind us. I'm so tired hearing about that. I mean, it was like every day. Oh, we're gonna do this. Is he coming? And is he not? It is what it is at this point. And we didn't get the big man. That was sort of the one thing that everybody. Oh, we're getting a big man.
So is it still the number one
recruiting class? Is that right? I think we are. Right? Are we still the number one recruiting class in basketball? I think we are.
Big men are we gonna have?
We didn't get any. Right, we didn't get any. Pat, when you say big man, we got the 6'10". He's like a guard. He's like a three, really. Right, two or three. The kid from
This is year three of five.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah,
with the
we just he. I don't think. I mean, I think he tried. He just couldn't pull it off. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What we got is a couple of freshman big guys, and so we didn't land any transfer portal big guys, you know, outside of the kid from Furman. His last name's Bowser. Yeah. But so none of the big transfers, which, you know, that's been the trend last year, obviously. I mean, we've seen, you know, the final four teams all had that huge size and athleticism, which Cal is typically known for. I mean, I know everyone wants to associate him with guards and point guards, but you know what we've seen from him has been the big guys is he's usually dominated and recruited.
All right, Pat, we do want to thank Bath Fitter, who was going to be sponsoring our bathtub in the Hot Springs bathtub races Saturday. Appreciate them, and also Cabot Outdoors, who we were at their place not long ago. Appreciate them. Go by and check out both those businesses. And Pat, we may see you tonight. Is that right? At the Basil Estate for the Bradley Bedroom?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We better hope and pray our plane is ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't see him, your Ring doorbell.
Yeah, the front desk ring. Miss Ring will go catch
it. That's what I get. That's right. How many times have we gone to hotels late at night and had to ding, ding, ding?
Yes.
Wake up the clock.
All right, PB, have a good one, buddy. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Pistol. Say hello to your mother for me.